from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I hope there aren't a lot of kids watching the Seattle Mariners right now, because that is not baseball that you want to teach your kids, okay? Well, maybe the pitching aspect, but not really after last night. This is, it's all coming to a head right now. And the injuries are part of it. It just came down earlier today that Julio Rodriguez, 10-day IL. J.P. Crawford, 10-day IL.
Yep.
He's got a fractured pinky. And then Julio with his mild ankle sprain. And then earlier in the week, you got Ty France, DFA'd. And then you lose the division lead officially. I think right now, as it stands, it is tied between the Houston Astros and the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners are playing right now. I think the Astros, I changed the channel. I got the Phillies and Twins on right now.
No, it's all good. Yeah, percentage points below, essentially, the Mariners would be fighting for the wild card if the playoffs started today, and they would be out of the wild card. So
we've hit a low point, Schultzy. And with a week before the trade deadline, I don't know if it's... I just don't know if it's going to matter, anything they do at the trade deadline. Like, they say, like, oh, well, they got to get a bat. Well, they need to get bats. They need to get plural here. And I just don't know if there is one bat that is out there, because even if they do get one really good hitter, Randy Arozarena, Luis Robert, hell, they trade for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Well, Vlad's been playing pretty well for his Toronto Blue Jays, but as you see, there's nine guys that bat in a lineup, if you didn't know that about baseball, and you need the collective unit to be hitting well. And the Mariners have not been doing that this entire year, so I think it's more than just one guy, and you would really need this team to flip the switch, and you would need multiple guys to flip that switch. And right now, two of your quote-unquote best hitters, they're not showing it this year, but Julio Rodriguez, J.P. Crawford, they're out for at least 10 days. One of your former All-Stars, Ty France, no longer on the team. Cal Raleigh, while he's provides power, not hitting for average this year. Mitch Haniger, Mitch Garver, your acquisition. I mean, we know the story of this team, so I just feel like the ship has sailed, and there isn't really a move that's going to maybe change the trajectory of this season and where it's headed. If you make the playoffs, great, but I mean, how much confidence do you... The confidence you have is in pitching, but everybody's pitching is good in the playoffs. So again, it's just like, is there a move? Is there anything that can happen? I mean, is the light bulb going to go off? We thought maybe with them firing their offensive coordinator, their bench coach, yeah, that might have done something.
Brant Brown, a scapegoat? No.
So it's just, as much as we are belaboring the point that they need to make a move, and they're saying that they kind of need to make a move for the most part. I don't know. Like, DePoto's in that front office is giving mixed signals. One day they're like, oh, well, we want to make a move, but I don't know if we can make a move, so I don't think we will make a move. Now we're hearing reports that they're aggressively looking. So, again, I just don't know. Is it like they just make it a lost season and they just, you know, let's try and win it for the skipper, the gipper, whatever, and just go for it? But, again, it's just there has to be a major light switch moment for this team where you have multiple guys in this lineup starting to hit.
Well, it's obviously been disappointing to this point. You know, Ty France, he was, for the better part of 3 years, one of the best hitters in this lineup.
Yeah.
And there have been a major regression from a lot of these guys. And it's not just a regression, frankly. It's been terrible. It has been awful, no good, crappy, just not professional. There are so many words that you could use to describe either the organizational approach to the plate right now. Mitch Haniger is hitting under 210. He's letting fastballs go down the middle just like Mitch Garver is. And Haniger can't run or field right now. He's making $16 million. What was he offering you when you decided to acquire him, Jerry DePoto? You got to tell us at this point because we're not seeing it. Same with Mitch Garver, who was the big $24 million free agent, the most that you've given to a hitter since you've been here in free agency. It's unbelievable that these decisions, literally a year after Colton Wong, AJ Pollock, Tommy La Stella, don't work out. And you can say what you want about the organizational ownership's decisions, putting them in a position financially fine, but I'm looking at these decisions that Jerry DePoto has made, and then further on, looking at the management of these players by Scott Servais, I'm pissed. I'm past disappointed. I'm past upset. I'm so tired of watching this team night after night, Joe, almost look feeble, almost look like a double-A team at the plate against very mediocre pitchers. And once again, I wonder, is it their organizational approach? Nothing changed after they fired Brant Brown. They hit for, what, 3 days and then regressed right back to the mean. I'm pretty sure I was at the last game that Ty France hit a home run at. That was in early June. They can't hit to save their lives. Why? Teoscar Hernandez says that the hitting issue is maybe because of a crooked batter's eye, maybe crooked with home plate versus the pitcher's mound. He can't really see the pitcher straight on. Whatever the reason, major changes need to be made. Now, does that mean firing Scott Servais right now? Does that mean firing Jerry DePoto right now? I hope something happens. You heard Scott Servais last night very upset calling his team out for, I think, the first time in the decade that he's been here. And to answer your question, Joe, should the Mariners just give up at this point because of this frustration that they've had because Ty France has hit .160 in the last 24 games?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can't give up. You still have the best pitching staff and the youngest pitching staff in the league. They have the second best ERA still. And I know your bullpen, I've been saying it for years, that they've been built on a house of cards, right? We're seeing the cracks with no Matt Brash, the replacement that you bring in for him, Ryan Stanek, he's starting to crumble. We're seeing the cracks in this foundation, and you've just kind of been putting popsicle sticks and tape on your pitching staff, but specifically the bullpen. But because you've got five young, controllable starters, plus a good Luis Castillo, who's very, very cheap for a starting pitcher right now in baseball, Joe, you're doing your fans in your organization a disservice if you still don't try to go and get a Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Because your lineup right now looks like a 4A lineup. It's bad. So yes, you still have to go trade, but I don't know if I trust DePoto and Service to actually handle those decisions and handle the players that they're going to bring in. So I'm kind of torn.
And this is why I said, like, I don't know what you do, because do you give up young talent to try and acquire a bat when eight other dudes in the lineup are playing just as crappy as any other player on that lineup? Like, it's a, you look at this team, there is no, well, the one shining light is a guy that got acquired like a month or two ago, Victor Robles. He actually hasn't been too bad for them.
No, he's been hitting 400 since the Mariners picked him up. It's crazy. It's because he hasn't been affected by the organization's approach, in my opinion.
So that's where it's tough, where, like, you're in this spot where maybe early in the year you were like, okay, we need a bat. But again, one bat is not going to save this team at this point. It's going to take a collective swing for this team to completely change the trajectory. And you're right. It's not a give up, because, look, you're right in the thick of the division. You got to go for it. And hopefully something changes to where you do get into the playoffs and that your pitching just carries you. But I've never seen, I actually saw this graphic. It was on MLB Network the other day, where it was showing some of their hitting stats and then some of their pitching stats.
Yeah.
And they were either last or dead last in all the hitting stats, but first in all the pitching. And I was like, I don't know if I've ever seen a team that has that big of a disparity as far as, like, being the best in the American League or National League, whatever league you're in, being the best at pitching and then being, like, the worst at hitting. Because they are right there with the White Sox as far as, like, being one of the worst batting teams in the American League. And, again, just that disparity between the two, it's almost shocking that it is that large. And have you ever seen that, where a team is this good on one side of the game in pitching or batting? And then, I mean, we've probably seen it a few times where the offense is really good and the pitching sucks, but to see a team like this where the pitching is dominant, starting pitching especially, and then the offense is just on an absolute struggle bus more than you can imagine, it is insane to watch. It's insane to see. And again, it's just a matter of, is one bat going to really change things for this team completely? I don't think it is. It's going to help. It might help you push you into the playoffs, but you're going to need, once Julio comes back, and granted, to his defense, he's been hitting a lot better lately.
Oh, yeah. No, Julio started to be, you know, second half of the season Julio.
And that's what kind of sucks about this injury, is that, you know, it kind of takes some of that the steam out of the engine there, is that he was on the right track. But you're going to have to, pull some things together here. And like you, basically the, what you said is the whole popsicle sticks and tape thing. Like, you're going to have to put some things together and hope it stays together well enough to where you can get through this last 60 games and hopefully find yourself in the playoffs and make something magical happen.
I don't remember a team as bad on one side of the ball, like, as good as they are on the other. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, you know, juggernauts in baseball. No, both teams they get to the World Series have great pitching and great hitting. It's a fact. Like, you can't get deep in the playoffs with just one. And yeah, the Mariners need to acquire at least four players. They have the assets to do so. Like I said, though, I don't have the faith
in Jerry DePoto and Scott Service right now. So, I mean, I hope that they do make moves. I hope that they're aggressive. I don't want to see my team just give up for the rest of the season. But, you know, Scott Service said it last night. We are starting to get to the sprint part of this marathon, and it's almost to the end. It's almost to the point where, and every game has mattered along the way, but now everything is being more and more amplified. And, you know, whether or not you leave a starting pitcher in or you take a certain pitcher out, use him in the eighth inning versus the ninth, pinch hit a guy here, every single little thing has more value and is amplified at this point. And if they don't do something, I mean, that locker room is just crumbling, and you hate to see it, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do if you're them. You have to do something, but they've been sitting on their hands for so long preaching that their approach is the way to do it. And now I feel like maybe those comments from Jerry DePoto about, well, you know, we've been doing the fans a favor by playing baseball the way that we're playing. And you know, this 54% approach is really the best way to go. You wonder if that is really starting to come back to bite them in the ass.
Just a bit. You can text in the Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. I mean, are the Mariners really one bat away? Because I feel like that is just not the case. How do you feel about this Mariners team? Is it a lost season? Is it a matter of just get to the dance, almost like the Padres approach? Just get us to the playoffs and let's see if something crazy happens. Kind of like the Diamondbacks last year, right?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.